The Yom Ali, or 21st of Ramadan, is the day when Shia Muslims commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Ali, cousin and son-in-law of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the first Shia Imam.
The Sindh government has beefed up security across Sindh province and has banned pillion riding in Karachi and Hyderabad in order to prevent hit-and-run-style targeted killings in the cities. Over 5,000 extra Rangers personnel will also be deployed to avoid any untoward incident.
A ban has also been imposed on carrying licensed weapon in public during the four-day mourning period.
We have placed police pickets in different areas. There is going to be snap checking also in different parts of the city. There is going to be inner cordon. There is going to be outer cordon, in which again there is going to be a security plan has been placed. There are going to be snipers which are going to be placed on the rooftops of these areas, which are going to be monitoring these areas. Cameras are also installed in the passage in which this procession is going to take place.
All vehicles except for law enforcement and ambulances are not going to be allowed in areas where these mourning demos are carried out, in order to ensure the highest protection for Shia Muslims who have been brutally targeted by the pro-Taliban militants.
No doubt it is the duty of the government to make security arrangements and make proper deployments. And we hope that they fulfill their promises. These promises are being made every year, and these claims are being made every year. So this year again there are claims and promises. Let's hope for the best.
Although the government of Sindh believes it is doing everything it possibly can under the current situation, but despite top security arrangements in previous years, the Zardari administration failed to prevent mourners from deadly bomb blasts in Ashura, Arbaeen and in Yom Ali processions, in which over 100 people were killed. This has cast doubt over the government's claim of high security for Shia Muslims on Yom Ali in Pakistan, and particularly in Karachi this year. Mohammad Turi, Press TV, Karachi.